Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
In last week's edition, I talked to you about Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. Whoever loves money never has enough, and whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. Notice the words never enough and the words never satisfied. These two things are the reality of money for those who love it. But as I explained last week, this is a double-edged sword. This is not just true for people who love money, but this is true for you and me. While we don't love money, fact of the matter is there is never enough money and it's never satisfied. I gave you a few reasons why. One reason is because of market forces that demand that. Secondly, because of economic reversals. And finally, because of unforeseen events. As such, I explained to you the importance of wisdom in reference to money. I referenced a verse out of Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 8, where it says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise." Wisdom that we can learn from ants. He has no commander, no overseer or ruler, and yet he stores its provisions at summer and gathers its food at harvest. Notice the two words, stores its provision and gathers at harvest. Today, I've entitled this message, The Secret Life of Ants. The first thing I want to point out is the wisdom of the ants when it references wealth, possessions, and money. The first thing is they store provisions. When you think about getting out of poverty, think about the earth. Poverty is like a gravitational pull of poverty and lack. It forces you down. The more you try to get out of it, the more you try to launch with your finances, it just keeps pulling you down. In other words, to get out of poverty, you're going to need to have a kind of a vehicle that launches you, that has enough power to break out of that gravitational pull and get to a place of orbit. To do that, you need a few things. You need a goal. You need to know exactly where you want to go. And if you don't even believe that God wants you to have that goal, then you're not going anywhere. The second thing you need is you need a rocket, or you need a vehicle, a thing that causes you to be able to store things, to be able to go where you're going. The third is fuel, and the fourth is navigation, proper wisdom and navigation to get to where you're going. But the starting point of all of that is a stable base. You're not taking off in a rocket without a base to stand on. And that begins with stored provisions. It starts with having your food centered around and covered, rather, your shelter, your clothing, and your basic necessities. Without these stored provisions, as being wise before you even increase your income, learn from the ants. Proverbs says in chapter 21, verse 20, "The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down." It says there's a reason to store with quality. The quality of what you store matters, not just the fact that you store things. Fools, on the other hand, gulp theirs down. First thing we're going to learn from ants is the wisdom of the ants is to store provisions. The second thing that ants do is they gather a harvest. A version of this verse in Proverbs is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now it says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness." I want you to watch this very carefully. He supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. God supplies us seed so that we can use that seed to produce bread for us. That is the idea of storing provisions. But the verse actually also says, "will also supply and increase your store of seed." This seed is not for you to eat. This seed is for you to sow so that you can get to the place of investing. So that you can invest. It's one thing to have stored provision. It's another thing to start gathering a harvest. When you sow your seeds, you all know that the more you sow seed, the more harvest you get. And so God wants us to invest. He doesn't want us to have to store for provisions. He wants us to gather a big harvest. The way to do that is he supplies the seed to sow. And when we do that, we will enlarge the harvest. God wants us to enlarge. He actually wants us not just to store for provisions. He wants to enlarge us. But finally, he wants to make sure that you do it in righteousness. Gathering a harvest does not mean just stockpiling for yourself, but he wants to do it with you and for you in righteousness. Unfortunately, for many Christians, they don't believe this. In fact, they reference a verse in Matthew that says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor store in barns, and that the Heavenly Father feeds them." That's a wrong context of that verse. That verse actually talks about not worrying. If you don't want to worry, watch the birds. If you want to have good finances, watch the ants. Ants gather a harvest. In other words, they build a stockpile because they know that there will come a time when there will be issues in our lives that require good liquid finance. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 34, it tells the story of a man named Joseph. It tells the story about this very thing I'm talking about, storing provisions and making sure you gather enough stockpile to last for a famine. It says in verse 34, "Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance." This is Joseph speaking to the Pharaoh after the Pharaoh had his weird dream. He said, "Take a fifth, store a harvest from the abundance that you've gotten during the 7 years of abundance. Because when you do that," he says, "they should collect all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain upon the authority to be kept in the cities for food." There it is again. Collect and store, store and gather. This is the idea if you want to see God's wisdom fall upon your finances. In verse 36, it says, this food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon the land of Egypt. Now, notice what the last part of the verse says. So that the country may not be ruined by famine. The wisdom of storing, the wisdom of investing, is so that you will not be ruined when the famine arrives. The wisdom of the ants starts with storing provisions. The second part of that wisdom is gather the harvest because ants are extremely wise. Proverbs further says in chapter 30, verse 24 and 25, four things on earth are small. Whether you're small or you're big is really irrelevant, yet are extremely wise. And that's the point. Your starting point does not have to be big. You need to be extremely wise. And how do you do that? Watch the ants. They're creatures of little strength, and yet they store up their food in summer. If you want to lose your worry, watch the birds of the air. If you want to manage your finances well and steward it well, don't watch the birds of the air, watch the ants. The second point I want to bring up is the wisdom to invest. It's one thing to understand the wisdom of the ants, and it's another thing to understand that the wisdom of the ants includes this idea of investing. What exactly is investing? You cannot have the wisdom to invest if you don't even know what it is. Well, investing, and let me wax practical on this second point. Just for now, bear with me. Investing is actually a way of clothing your money with something more permanent or less fleeting. Let me repeat that. Money is fleeting. At best, the Bible says wealth and money are fleeting. But the Bible tells us to invest because to clothe money in something permanent or less fleeting. For instance, when you say your money's liquid, investment is simply this, to protect money from being liquid and making sure that it's clothed in something less liquid or more permanent. That's the idea behind investment, because money is liquid, it gets spent, it gets used, it gets devalued, it gets inflated, it gets depressed. When all of these things happen, you want to make sure you have investments to protect the money from being just liquid with something less liquid or more permanent. An example of that would be real estate. As a rule of thumb, you do these things, you put these things on businesses, for example, or even stocks and bonds. Now, to be sure, I want you to understand something. I'm not telling you to go out there and invest in these things. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is understanding the essence of investment is to put it in something more permanent. As a rule of thumb, I do not invest in things I don't understand. Over the years, I've heard news about the buying and selling of cryptocurrency, but to this day, I do not have a single bit of cryptocurrency, not because I don't believe in it, but because I don't understand it. Eventually, I might go into it when I finally understand it, but the point is I'm putting a level of clothing and permanence to my liquid cash. That's what investment is. Another thing that people often ask me is, "Pastor, what about insurance? Do you have one?" I said, "I have one. I used to have a big one when my kids and my wife were younger because I traveled a lot and I was concerned because I wanted to make sure." By the way, my view of insurance is this. It's both short-term and long-term. Short-term because I will not keep the insurance policy for the rest of my life. Long-term because I'm invested in that because if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my wife and children are covered. Now, I'm not saying buy insurance or don't buy insurance. I'm just making clear to you practically to understand how investment works and the wisdom to invest. So what is investing? Simply clothing your money with permanence. Now, let me explain to you the purpose of investing. The simple purpose of investing is simply twofold: to protect and preserve the value of your money. Why is that important? Because of economic reversals. When economic reversals happen, you want to make sure your money is protected from its liquidity, and it could all disappear overnight. And you want to preserve the value of that money. Why? Because life has reversals. For instance, some sickness. For instance, accidents happen. We don't want them to happen, but they do happen. For instance, the death of the breadwinner. What do you do now when you didn't protect or preserve the value of your money? And finally, retirement and even estate transfers. The reason why we need to have the wisdom of the ants is because it has, number one, the wisdom to store and to gather, and because they're extremely wise. But secondly, it is the wisdom to invest. What is investing? Understanding that you're clothing your money with permanence. What is the purpose of investing? To protect and to make sure you prevent your cash or your money or your values from becoming liquid water and gone. Finally, the principle of investing. I talked to you about this principle a few months ago in referencing the principle of sowing and reaping. But today I want to look at, again, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Notice again, will supply all the seed you need to increase your store of seed and will enlarge your harvest. How do you do this? What do you do with seeds? Well, simply put, you sow them. The principle of sowing and reaping is at the core of the principle of investing. When you have the principle of sowing and reaping, understanding that the first principle is you reap only after you sow. There is no reaping without sowing. The only way you're going to reap something, whatever it is, right? It's a universal law for your health, for your wisdom, for your skills, for your spiritual knowledge, for your relationships, and especially for your money, right? If you do not sow, you're not going to reap. You only reap after you sow. When you understand that, you understand sowing and reaping takes time. And the basis of this principle is time and seasons. It doesn't happen overnight. Again, we find this wisdom in the ants. The Bible tells us that ants work over time. And it says in Proverbs 6, verse 8, it stores its provisions when? In summer. And when does it gather harvest? In autumn and the harvest time. In other words, these guys understand the principle of time and season. Because they understand, as you and I should understand, growth comes by increments. The way you become successful with finance, the way you have the kind of resources you need, is over time and season by increments. Take a look at the tree. A tree has rings around it. These rings did not happen overnight. These rings happened over time and season. In researching for this message, I looked for an article about the latest cost of timber and lumber in the United States, and I found this article saying that southern loggers are pushing wood production to a 13-year high. So why is the price of lumber up 288%? Well, that's because they've been saving, right? There's a big difference when you invested over time and season on logs this size and firewood this size. The cost and the variance and the money you make is a lot different. Because when you understand the principle of sowing and reaping, you only reap when you sow. And the sooner you sow, the sooner the thing starts moving. And when you're not sowing at this time, you're delaying your reaping. The second principle of sowing and reaping is you reap what you sow. In other words, as I've told you this months before, when you sow corn, you don't get potatoes. That's just not the way it works. When you sow corn, you get corn. It's a simple matter of the sowing principle of sowing and reaping. In the same manner, when you sow money, guess what you'll get? You're going to get money because you need to, before you can reap something, you need to sow. But secondly, you will only reap what you sow. If you sow goodness, you're going to get a lot of goodness. If you sow kindness, you're going to get a lot of kindness. If you sow love and forgiveness, if you sow all of these things, great. It's true with money. The principle of sowing and reaping, it has a third point. You reap more than you sow. If you sow a little, one piece of corn, gives you a whole stalk of corn with many, 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 many seeds of corn. It applies to your finances. Now, let me end this second point. The wisdom to invest is what is investing, clothing it in something more permanent. The purpose of investing is to protect and make sure that your money stays in its current value or even in a greater value. And finally, the principle of investing is really the principle of sowing and reaping. Let me close this message with one final point, or a third point: investing wisely. Discern a wise investment. The story of Pharaoh and Joseph is a good place to understand discerning wise investments. The Pharaoh had a dream, weird dream, about stalks and corn, by the way, wheat. And then he has all the, not corn, but wheat. And then he had this dream about livestock. And then all of these dreams, he couldn't find someone to interpret. Joseph comes to the scene and interprets the vision. And here we find in Genesis chapter 41, verse 33. Now let Pharaoh, watch this, look for a discerning and what? Wise man, and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Look for a discerning and wise man and put that guy in charge, okay? Because that's the guy you need. Now in verse 34, it says, let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. The plan seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. Watch this. In verse 38, it says, so Pharaoh asked them, can we find anyone like this man in whom is the Spirit of God? He said, can we find this guy? And after some thought, Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has made all of this known to you, there is no one more discerning and wise as you. In other words, Pharaoh had the smarts to identify and discern the right advisor. That's where he invested. And because the Pharaoh invested there, he made gazillions. He multiplied his investment by investing in the right guy. But here's the point I want to bring to you. Pharaoh made the wise investment because your wisest investment is actually you. You see, the truth of the matter is Pharaoh made the wise investment, but Joseph made the wise investment on himself. That's why he ended up being in Pharaoh's court. Your wisest investment is not money or stocks. It's actually you. When you sow to your spiritual life, when you develop that, because that's what the Bible says, Pharaoh sowed, where is a man we could find in whom the Spirit of God is? Where is that guy? Because that's what we're looking for, the guy who has the wisdom of God. Secondly, Joseph invested in relationships. He invested in a long-term relationship with a cupbearer who eventually got him to the court of Pharaoh and invested a relationship with Pharaoh that got him to that position he was in. Thirdly, Joseph kept his physical life safe, his physical life in order. In fact, the Bible says he was robust, he was strong. And finally, your financial life. If you don't have the money that Pharaoh has, you have you. And when you bet on you, you get a high yield of return, higher than Pharaoh's. Now think about the return that Pharaoh had and think about the return that Joseph had. Joseph was from the dungeon in the prison, which was and from the palace into the palace. Think about that for a minute. The rate of return of the Pharaoh's wisdom got him a lot of wealth. Joseph was negative zero in prison into a jackpot. When you're smart and you invest wisely, knowing that you discern a good investment, and if you cannot discern that you are the best investment your life has, you probably won't have the discernment for other investments anyway, because you don't have the wisdom yet. The more you understand, discerning good investment starts with you and understanding that timing is everything. It's increments, slowly gathering little by little your own abilities. Watch what happens in Genesis chapter 41, verse 47. During the 7 years of abundance, in fact, you read this over and over, you'll keep finding numbers of years. Investments are about timing. They grow over time and season and are about figuring out the right time. Think about the time that Joseph did not gather the food when there was abundance. Then that opportunity at the wrong time would have been lost. In verse 48, Joseph collected all the food produced in those 7 years of abundance. Again, the idea, the wisdom of timing, the importance that opportunity is in front of you, and it might not make sense to others, but if it makes sense to you, you go ahead and do it. Thirdly, it says the 7 years of abundance in Egypt came to an end. The timing is gone. That opportunity is gone. And the 7 years of famine began. If you try to start your sowing in the years of famine, you were right. You were wrong. Timing was bad. Timing is everything. Verse 55 says, when all Egypt began to feel the famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. And guess what Pharaoh says? Go to Joseph. Your relationship matters. When you do things at the right time and you invest in the right person, that's you, guess what's going to happen? You're going to reap a harvest. In verse 57, it says, not only did all the Egyptians go to Joseph, all the world came to Egypt to buy grain from who? Joseph. Because the famine was severe everywhere and he had predicted it right. And he had prepared it right and he was on the right timing. So investing wisely, discerning a good investment. The starting point of that is you. And it's all about timing in everything. And the sooner you start, the better it is to invest in yourself. So finally, how to invest wisely? Well, let me tell you simply this. Prepare yourself. How do I prepare myself? Prepare yourself spiritually. How's your prayer life? How's your connection to God? How much time do you spend with Him? That people can look at you and say, this guy knows God. How's your meditation life? Are your thoughts the thoughts of God? Joseph proclaimed that only God can answer the dreams of the cupbearer and the Pharaoh. How's your proclamation life? And how's your fellowship life? Do people like you? Because that leads into preparing yourself relationally. Can people trust you? How is it you're keeping your word, your schedules, your appointments, the things that you say? How's your love life? How do you care for people? How do you forgive people? How do you communicate to people? Prepare yourself. Because no amount of investment and no amount of money will actually work if you're not prepared for it. It might actually destroy you. Prepare yourself physically. How's your body? Is it getting stronger or weaker? How's your mind? And by the way, how are your emotions in the midst of COVID? And how's your tongue? What are you confessing? To be honest, in the last few months, I've caught myself confessing things that were bad because my emotions had gotten me in a rile. Fortunately, I got myself back in the spirit. Prepare yourself financially. How are you earning? How are you saving? How are you stewarding? And how are you giving? I close this with a summary of this message. Wisdom from the ants is to store provisions. It's gather the harvest, and storing and gathering is wise. The wisdom to invest starts with understanding what investment is. It's simply to prevent or clothe your money in permanence. The purpose of investing is to protect your money, to protect your investment. And thirdly, the principle of sowing and reaping. Finally, investing wisely is simply to discern a good investment. The timing is everything, and how to invest wisely is how to invest spiritually, relationally, physically, and financially. At this junction, I want you to join me in a short proclamation of Jesus, our God. Pick up a bread and a cup and join me in this short word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we proclaim it was you who first showed us the wisdom of one who is small and obscure and yet infinitely wise. This we saw when you came to earth and was born in a humble stable, only to prove that you are the King over all things. Oh, what wisdom to discern that in our fallen and dire straits, there is something worth investing in us, fallen people. Teach us to store provisions, invest our seeds, and to wisely gather a harvest. The wisdom to know the purpose for investing and to never forget to operate in the principle of sowing and reaping. The wisdom to know that our wisest investment is in the way we conduct our own lives spiritually, relationally, physically, and financially. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.